Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Call in 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. And maybe we'll find out what kind of drunk you are based on your zodiac sign. Let's start things off this morning with Liv the Web Girl. Liv, I didn't mean to insult you. You were kind of quiet a second ago when I teased this. I don't think necessarily like you're a huge drunk, but I know that you like turn into a different person when you're like doing your drinking.
See, that's so funny because I don't.
Yes, you do, Liv. No. I've seen you when you went out with Jewel Daddy for his birthday.
Hold on, listen. Here is also the thing. Is that I obviously act different when I'm at work. And a lot of times I'm working literally nonstop. I'm either posting stuff to social media, I'm editing audio, I'm listening to audio. Like, I'm constantly doing things. And that's why I think you think that. Because in college, and even just growing up in high school, college, after college, even like all of Jewel Daddy's roommates who like I'm pretty close to, they always think I'm drunk. Because I just act the same when I'm drunk. And when I'm not drunk, it's just like, I'm at a bar or like I'm at like a house.
So how would you, that's how you would describe like drunk Liv?
Lot of energy. That's okay. Basically it. Lot of energy and yeah.
Well, according
and dancing a lot, but I do that all the time.
According to your zodiac sign, that's not accurate. It starts with one drink, then another, then you've ordered another round, then one more. Suddenly you're super drunk. But as a Taurus, you know, your friends over there chilling. Taurus, I guess they say, have dignity.
Ooh. See, that and is I don't not think, me.
And that's not you. They say it's hard to make you look foolish.
Yeah, interesting.
That is not hard at all. I would say that I've lost my dignity probably close to 500 times in college alone, so.
Oh, yes. It keeps on going and going. Alex, what would you say the kind of drunk you are?
I love having deep talks.
Okay.
And also, I get very horny.
Okay, that is something I did not need to know. All right.
I am a huge flirt when I'm drunk. All I want to do is make out with the Egyptian. Yeah. I'm bad.
You're a bad girl. Okay. Well, for Alex, it says, being a Pisces, you're a high drunk.
Yeah, my birthday is in like less than 2 weeks, by the way.
Oh, okay,
guys,
noted.
We have to get her something.
What do they mean by a high drunk?
You're the slippery fish of the zodiac sign. You find the most remote little corner of any party and camp out there.
Yes. That is so Alex. She camps out there and then she just investigates and asks a billion questions.
Exactly. Yeah, remember? Okay, so a couple
Alex.
Nights ago, we went out to a bar. Somebody brought a friend who is a dancer. And I immediately started asking her 100 questions about her life and life choices. Just curious. I just, you know, obviously that's a totally different profession than what we do. And I love knowing about like different things like that. So I asked her 100 things and somebody told me I was acting like an FBI agent.
You kind of were. It says too, as far as high drunk, like that's what a Pisces is. It's a sign of intoxication, which you can, I guess, broadly interpret. I don't know. Basically, when they're drunk, they're kind of high too. And they might change your life if you let them. So.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
I was asking that girl thought provoking questions that made her. She was like, whoa, that's deep.
Right. And she was like, maybe this isn't the career field I want to be in.
Yeah.
Yes. Like rethinking everything.
Yes.
Okay, let's go to producer Porkchop here. What is your birthday? Like, what's your sign, bud?
I'm a Libra, October 1st.
Oh my gosh, you are such a Libra in and out. That's insane.
You are, I can totally see this. You're a lovey-dovey drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, crap. There we go. Lenny, our technical producer in Houston, we're going to get to you in just 1 second there, buddy, because I want to find out what your sign is. If you're missing the show, he's brand new. Lenny's our guy in Houston on the new 92.1. One Radio Now. But Pork Chop, what would you describe yourself as? Like, what kind of drunk are you?
I definitely don't get angry. I do get very happy and lovey. And
like
I probably,
sappy?
Oh, yeah. Well, no. I wouldn't say sappy, no. I probably just start sharing way too much information.
Okay. They say that you're the lovey-dovey drunk. I love you.
Is that what you're like, Joe?
Kind of. I love you. That's something that the Libra drunk will say from the moment the first shot touches their lip. That does kind of make sense of Pork Chop.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe.
You're all about love in all forms. Even one glass of wine can elevate a new acquaintance to best friend status.
That's cute.
I mean, yeah, I'll agree with that.
But it also says that you guys make people feel welcome. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's something Pork Chop does, and you have a natural presence of equality. That kind of sounds like you.
Yeah, but I'm not one to hang over someone and be like, oh my gosh, I love you. Like, ugh, annoying.
Okay, well, I like to do that. I like to pick people up and hug them. I'll get to mine in just 1 second. I'm a Sagittarius. But Lenny, what are you, bud? When's your birthday? What are you?
November 5th. I'm a Scorp.
Ooh, Scorpio. What would you say you are? What kind of drunk are you?
It depends on what I'm drinking. Like, I think a lot of people are like this. If you drink, like, brown alcohol, you get angry.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I remember the first time I ever tried Hennessy, I was at a party, and I turn, and there's a dude leaning against the oven, and the gas was on.
Ooh.
And I start freaking out. I'm like, are you trying to kill me, bro? And I'm like pushing him.
All right. Well, I don't know if this matches up because they say that a Scorpio is a seductive drunk.
Oh.
Ooh. Ladies.
Hey.
Lenny single.
Yep. The award for the most sexy eye stares while sauce goes to Lenny, a Scorpio. They have a reputation for being highly sexual, and that's usually interpreted too literally. Like, they really, really want it. And if a Scorpio is crushing on someone, they're usually flirting at maximum capacity, and they can't do anything about it.
I think that this fits you so well, Lenny, because you are always posting thirst traps.
Yeah, Liv, it says right here that you can easily see how thirsty they really are.
Yeah, absolutely.
By the way,
it is kind of true.
If you have not seen a photo of our thirst trap, our very own Lenny, you need to go onto our Joe and Alex Show Instagram, follow us, and I think it's like the second or third photo up there.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, like people are hitting Lenny up so hardcore, like because he's so attractive, he's shirtless. Pork chops.
I got like 15 DMs about people asking me for feet pics.
Uh-oh.
Joe, don't even say I'm jealous because my picture got 750 likes.
Okay, first of all, I guarantee
you. But how many comments?
Yeah, how many DMs are people wanting to do things with you?
I mean, I get DMs all the time.
All right, cool, man. Well, that right there is what's going on with your sign. Oh, and I'll tell you mine real quick. I'm a Sagittarius. For me, I'll tell you what kind of drunk I am. I am very loving. Mm-hmm. I'm a hugger. I'm a physical toucher.
Yes.
Not inappropriately.
You are so touchy when you're drunk.
But hold on, though. Alex, confirm it. You can be honest. I'm not, like, sexual harassment
Lovey. Exactly what he said.
Pork chop, there's a difference. There's people that drunk and get handsy.
No, he's not getting handsy like that. He's just like, Alex, how are you? Come give me a hug.
Yeah, which is typically not me. But that's what I do. I also, in the same thing, I like to pick people up. Usually guys, I'm like, that's how I almost got fired at my first full-time radio gig.
What do you mean?
I was drunk at a country thing, and I was drinking with some no-name country artists, but I was drinking a bunch of whiskey, and I was just blackout, and we were all, like, the concert was over at this little festival. I picked him up. I'm like, come here, Russ! And he's this little guy. He's like, put me down!
Oh, my gosh.
And I spun him around, and yeah, I got written up for it, but they didn't fire me, so that was a fun event. But hey, whatever you do, you can be any kind of drunk this weekend. Just make sure you're not drinking and driving.